This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1, 3, and 7-day passes. Watch The Chase for the Cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com. Promo code WIN125.
Kindly state your name.
ESPN 97.5.
Yeah. Well, I think these guys are pretty darn dope.
KFNC, Mont Bellevue, Houston. What? A Cow Media station.
Are we on the air?
Is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light, the world's most refreshing beer. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Friday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell. Let's go. The weekend is here. We got some football last night. We didn't get much. Not much basketball. Not much basketball to talk about last night. And we got a lot to do. We're here till 9:30. Raheel joins us at 9, and we take you into Charlie Palillo, where you really learn about sports.
You know, we've got former major leaguers, draft picks, listening to our show. Brian Bogusevic reached out and said, hey, love the show. You guys should talk more two-lane football. So we'll do that today. We got
they're actually better.
Coach Fritz will be calling in. We'll start doing the 8 o'clock hours. Will be all the whole hour will be two-lane football every Friday,
right,
and Monday as we recap what happened with two-lane.
Well, we could talk two-lane baseball too. There's a kid from Episcopal, sure. Kobe Owens, that plays there.
Good. Does that sound good, Dell? Does that sound like good radio?
You want to do that?
Two-lane baseball and football.
I'm already asleep.
Well, that's not nice.
You know what though? He's doing a nice job.
No,
over
he is. He is. He is Lainey Fritz, who's on Channel 2 with Wex and Randy McElroy. Yeah. We taped already. Me and Jerome, this week's a bye week, but I'll be on Sports Sunday with Jerome and Solomon and Randy McElroy talking about, you know, our thoughts on Texans at the, I guess, what amounts to the midway point. We're 9 games in, so it's not officially midway point. I know Battle Red Blog had a Texans fan site took a look at, you know, kind of, the first 16 games of Deshaun Watson, a full season, right, so to speak.
I got it right here.
And that's an interesting concept because over 60, you can take a look at his do you have all of his stats?
Here it is. Through 16 games, 311 passes. He's completed 311 passes for 4,088 yards, 36 touchdowns, 15 interceptions. He has a 9-7 record. It should be 11-5, but Bill O'Brien.
His TD, we won the AFC South.
Yeah,
to interception ratio is 2.4.
They didn't win the South.
Overall passer rating of a 101.7, which is all really good.
All of that's really good.
For if you come up with that rookie season, you could be Dak Prescott.
Now, what the negative person? We don't want to say Dak.
What,
And Deshaun already said, I like to model my game after Dak Prescott. Like, Deshaun, don't keep that same energy.
Deshaun, lose that energy.
Cowboys probably already looking for another quarterback.
Yeah, to lose that energy.
I gotta try.
No, they're not. No, they're not. He said he's extending them.
Oh, good, good.
No, no, yeah.
I would,
that was my that was my sports map article yesterday. How smart Jerry is, and how wonderful he is, and
he's
how
starting to do some Jerry stuff again. There for a while, I was like, oh man, he didn't draft Johnny. He drafted.
That's what
Zach
I put in my.
Martin,
I was like, in my. I was disgusted that he drafted Zach.
He
Martin.
Was doing, and it became obvious that Stephen.
Yeah.
No, Stephen Jones is. You know, really a big part of what was going on over there. But lately,
not
there's
anymore.
Been like, ooh, first rounder for Amari Cooper.
Nice, nice, Jerry. Nice move. Way to go.
Ooh, extend Dak. I like it.
Yep. And we're not firing Jason Garrett. Woohoo!
No. Oh,
well done. Well played, sir.
If they hang up. And Jerry seems like the guy that would be the hair trigger owner who would fire guys after a year. How Garrett has lasted that long?
Well, he'll fire. He'd rather get rid of Jimmy Johnson than Jason Garrett because Jimmy Johnson's taking too much credit. That's how you get fired in Dallas.
Wow.
That's how you get fired in Dallas if you try to take the credit for winning. We can't have that. But if you're 69-58, you're fine. As long as you defer to Jerry, you're fine. You're not taking up too much attention. Nobody thinks you're really good, so you're okay.
Wow.
So I don't know how to go about this Rockets thing because it's – I know that they beat the Bulls and the Nets.
Right.
And it was – and then, now everything
– Road games,
and
I
the
might
the Rockets are
you.
Back, folks.
Yep, Rockets are back, folks.
Wow. Without Russell Westbrook, holy crap.
Well, now, are you going to mention that this is the seventh straight win. That is a team that's playing good basketball, too.
So what? They didn't have their best play. You were the best team in the NBA last year. You had the most wins in the NBA. I don't want to hear that, Oklahoma City's playing good ball right now. What?
Yeah, they were, offensively, Houston. I just don't understand.
Well, they did hit 26 in the second quarter, so that was nice.
Yeah, they gave up 30, but I just don't understand what's happening with the Rockets offensively right now. Why the Rockets are not... just on the surface, they're just not making decent looks at baskets. They just don't look like a good shooting team. But, I mean, a lot of the pieces are still the same. And this just doesn't make a lot of sense to me. They do need to get some easier baskets in the paint. I think they might need a ramp-up transition. But here's the thing, when you have an older team, and they are older with Carmelo when he's on the court, they are older with Chris Paul, a lot of times... especially older players or high-volume players like Harden, they get to a point where they understand that they've got to carry a heavy workload, and they don't love taking off up and down. That's a young man's game, to go up and down the court. You know, James Harden, he's not a young player right now. I know in age he's not old, but I think with the amount of minutes that James plays every single year and the amount of scoring, I don't think he's a guy that just wants to – this isn't going to be the breakneck pace.
You're joking about this.
No, I'm not joking about this. They're not going to be a team that just is willy-nilly fast break.
They
weren't last year.
Second in the league in score. No, they weren't. But you don't have to be. How about shooting?
Well, you
know what? They weren't. They slowed it down last year, and they were still second in the league in scoring.
Highly efficient as finishers and scorers. The problem they have right now is they're not. So when that happens, you got to go find easy baskets. Easy baskets is transition.
Not only are they not, they went from second to 27th in the league in scoring.
I know,
dude. Mike D'Antoni. Well, that's right. Mike D'Antoni doesn't know. So how are we supposed to know? Yuck was what he said. He said yuck. Really, our offense is anemic. I don't know if we're just sagging because we're not believing in what we're doing. I don't know. We got to find answers. I can't tell you today. Oh, it's this, and then we'll solve it. No. We've got to work through this and figure out what we need to do. But our offense right now is not very good.
No.
He's
just copied what I said. Thanks, Mike, for copying me.
So
I just said the same thing.
Well, he said it last night.
He didn't tweet that.
Okay, he's 4-6. Do you know what Kevin McHale was when he got fired?
What?
4-7.
We're not firing Kevin McHale.
They did fire Kevin McHale when he was
4-7.
I'm
sorry, we're not firing Mike D'Antoni.
Well,
unless James says,
okay, is
dude.
This is this
now, if James says
is
he's
this
go,
any
then...
different than that season right now? You went to the Western Conference Finals.
You had a bunch of lunatics.
You had you
like
came
Josh
into
Smith
this season with all kinds of high hopes. You're starting 4-6. Who's the next game? And let's
an
see if they're starting
Spurs.
4. Let's see if they're starting 4-7
at Spurs.
Oh, at the Spurs, you're 4-7.
No.
Okay.
Rockets are road warriors.
What are they?
Rockets are
warriors. 4-7. Okay, let's see.
San Antonio's just 6-4.
Or is it Mike D'Antoni? It's a country club, so it's okay. Well, because Kevin McHale got fired.
Do you want Mike
D'Antoni
fired?
No. Did I want Kevin McHale fired?
I don't think Kevin
McHale. I like Kevin McHale. He's a nice guy.
Was a guy.
But he does go to Trump rallies.
I don't think that Kevin McHale was a guy that they loved. The players loved. Or the right player loved.
Well, right.
The right player. Mike D'Antoni is okay with James.
Well, does he love
this? I think he's okay.
But James loves this. Well, I guess because he just doesn't know whatever.
James got. Melo's one of his guys. He got what he wanted.
That's fine.
He got a mega extension.
James on pace for MVP again?
Not currently. Not currently.
He's right on pace.
Offensively, from top from bottom up, 112, 124, 112. Okay. 100.
No, 89.
113.
89.
I'm going from the bottom up.
I know, but 89.
Oh,
they
sorry.
Lost that game.
Yep, 89, yeah. So 112, 124, 112, 89, 113, 85, 119, 96, 98, 80.
Okay.
So you have been under 100.
This is the first time.
In four of your last five games.
This is the first time there's been three straight games that they've been under 100 under Mike D'Antoni.
Yeah,
or that I think
easily
might be in Mike D'Antoni's coaching history. I don't know. This is ridiculous though. This is when you have all these guys. Are you kidding me? Chris Paul 4-for-11, Melo 1-for-11, really? Yeah. 0-for-6. Gary Clark, the great Gary Clark, 1-for-6.
I like Gary Clark.
I like Gary Clark too. How about shoot the ball better? James Ennis 2-for-7. Nice. Paul.
Well, like I said, I mean, they're just not shooting well. And I don't.
James, 7-for-19. Yeah, your star's got to be. And oh, by the way.
7-for-19.
When you're struggling like this and James has 19 shots and 5 assists, what the hell?
Yeah.
I mean, isn't that the guy that's supposed to get you going? He's your star. He makes $200 million a year.
You got a lot of cooks now. You got to get the ball. You got to get Melo his 11 shots, John. Everyone was telling us it'd be great with Melo.
Do you?
Because, yeah.
No, well, Melo.
Now he gets some of
James'
shots. Now,
Melo played two games in a row really well, so stop, okay? We were singing the praises.
I'm just telling you, the more you take the ball out of James's hands, you can say whatever you want about James, the player, the person, whatever. I just know this. He's one of the best players in the league. He's one of the most efficient players in the league. And when a ball comes out of his hands, it's probably going to go to somebody who's less efficient. And Carmelo Anthony is the definition of less efficient. However, I don't want to make him the scapegoat of the team. That's too easy to do that. But it is true that James Harden still needs to have high-volume touches. It just is. You pay him $1 zillion. He gives you huge output. He needs to have a lot of touches in wins and losses. He needs to be highly impactful with his distribution and with his makes and with his free throw attempts.
Got to get Melo
shots. Nobody should be looking to get Melo shots. Melo should get crumbs. Melo should get... Not even like, okay, we already know Crazy Gerald is just coming in and just going to fire from all anywhere and everywhere at any point. Melo to me has to be like, I'm trying to think, like Francisco Garcia.
What?
Remember him?
Carmelo Anthony?
Yeah.
Hall of Famer? You want him to be Francisco Garcia?
Yeah. Or he needs to be more like... who's random bench guy? Because they change so often for Rockets. It's like, I listened to an old audio. I have an old audio recording.
Corey Brewer.
Asking my kid.
That's what he's shooting like.
Oh, my God.
Glance has got this face.
Honestly, Corey Brewer, though, as much as he was like a.
Well, at least Corey would play defense and run around
on,
real
on
fast.
Speed. He was like a ferret on speed. Like, what are you doing? Corey, calm down.
No.
Calm down. And he would take off running.
Fire.
You know what? One of those guys who does viral videos, those imitation videos, the one guy who can do LeBron and all, he should have done one of Corey running as fast as he can and hitting the ball off the bottom of the backboard on a layup and then running into the stands into people. Like, Corey Brewer reminds me of somebody who's on skates who can't stop themselves. Like, they're just looking for a wall to crash into. He would throw passes into the fourth row. And he
poor
always
Corey
looked
Brewer.
So crazy. He always had this crazy look, but he could get you steals. Yeah. Like, he did some good things. And then when you see him shoot a three, I've never been more sure, other than Markelle Fultz, that a ball wasn't going in than when Corey Brewer shot it. When Brewer would shoot, in my mind, I'm like, there's no chance this is going in. And when he would make it, it'd be like, oh my God.
Oh!
It's one of those things like when Chris Carter would hit home runs and not strike out. I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Like Chris hit a home run. Chris could make a home
run. And about as often. All right. 713-780-3776.
Yeah, about every three games.
Yeah, right.
About every three games.
He'd hit a shot. All right. Let's talk. Hey, everybody. Let's talk about Craig DeCerf.
Oh, let's talk about the guy. We're going to see Craig DeCerf November 16th. We'll be broadcasting from there. You know, I mentioned that if you go to Lance Z Cars, well, let me tell you about the car buying business and the car selling business. Every month is a different month when it comes to what's called the dealer programs. The programs are what you know as incentives, lease options, purchase options, dealer cash back. It's not run by the dealers. It's run by, in this particular instance, Buick and GMC and Chevy. And so what happens is you have to go check LanceZCars.com, and you'll see what some of these incentives look like. They're going to change every single month. I'm telling you right now, these are some of the best incentives that I've seen here in November. They've got some great Black Friday stuff going on as well. 0% APR on popular 2018 and 19 models for Chevy on Black Friday. And all of a sudden, the Black Friday deals I'm seeing out here are unbelievable. They've got the GMC Sierra pickup truck with a ton of different discounts all month for $46,531 after all rebates, and that is a decked-out vehicle. They've got a great offer on the Chevy Silverado with $10,500 off if you're looking for a brand-new Chevy pickup truck. But the main thing that you need to know is that the November deals are outstanding, the programs, including 0% financing for 72 months for qualified buyers on the 2018 GMC Yukon and Yukon Extended Bodies. From a finance rate standpoint, these are the best I've seen. So many 0% rates out there. Take advantage of that. Don't just throw money away with finance rates if you can get 0%. And they're offering that with Black Friday pricing going on at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. Don't forget, what they can control, unbelievably high offers for your trade-in values, and they will get to the lowest price possible immediately. Make sure that you go see my friend Craig DeCerf in Angleton, and he will get you the hookup. Lower overhead means lower prices. Gulf Coast Chevy, Buick GMC. To see their entire inventory, go to LanceZCars.com.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
That was last week. Kansas City 17 over Arizona this week. That's a lot of points. That's a lot. Them's a lot of points. I kind of like Cleveland this week, getting 4.5 against Atlanta. Atlanta's playing really good right now, though. And with, I'll tell you what, they got a lot to play for.
Are we on the air? Yeah. You're just talking about air.
No. The Atlanta, now, after watching the Panthers last night, man, the Panthers look bad. Steelers look really good.
Steelers have really turned it around. Boy, yes. The flip with Steelers and Ravens, the flip with the Texans and Jags, I mean, nothing is as it appears. Now, it makes you wonder, can these teams hang on? But, you know, I think we all know that the Texans are, you know, they look like about typical Texans, about 8-8, 9-7 type team, realistically, if you played a legit schedule. But they play who they play, and their schedule isn't very tough at all. You mentioned it was the second easiest schedule when the season started. And it's held. And,
yeah, that's
held up that way. Yeah. Like, there's not a lot of surprises on their schedule.
I think it got easier because the Jags are not nearly as good.
Yeah, it did get easier. And you look at that schedule and you say, man, where are all the losses? Now, I can tell you, I think they're going to have a hard time winning after the bye, because I just found out that our boy Uncle Freddie is
headed to Washington,
yeah. And the Texans are 0-11 when he goes to road games. 0-11. And he said, I just want to let you know, load up on the Redskins. I said,
stay home, Freddie.
I said, why? He said, prices? He got round trip to D.C. for $206. He said, what? The week before Thanksgiving, apparently the rates are, He's staying at the W Hotel for less like $106 a night, something crazy. He said these rates the weekend before Thanksgiving are absolutely ridiculously low everywhere. Really? Have you ever heard of that?
No.
I never heard of that. I haven't really checked myself.
What a jerk, though, ruining it for the Texans and the whole city.
He's a huge Texan fan, right? Yeah. Goes to every game, every tailgate, every... He dresses up and
paints his face.
But if he knows his he's head. Going to cause them to lose,
right?
You shouldn't. If you know you're the jinx,
yeah.
Don't jinx. That should be the number one. And Freddie knows this. And he is, I believe he's superstitious because I'm almost positive he's superstitious like I am. If you know you're the jinx, and he might be saying, okay, they're 6-3, they got a little lead in the division, they can fade a 6-4. He may be saying that. Like, I don't think he would go if they were 3-6 or even worse, 4-5.
No, 3-6, he'd go, what's the difference now?
Yeah.
He shouldn't go. I'm with you. Now he should take one for the team.
If you know you're a jinx.
If you know you're a jinx.
Yeah.
Let's get Daniel in here. He wants to talk about his Texans on ESPN 97.5. What do you say, Daniel?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, Daniel?
First off, just want to say love the show. Let's do it all the time. But y'all started talking about Texans. Wanted to see what y'all think. You know, started off slow, won a few games in a row. I think the defense looks above average. The offense looks great sometimes, and sometimes they can't put anything together. I was just wondering when... Where are the Texans going to be sustainable? Do they have the rest of this year locked up, or do you think it goes south? Anyways, guys, thanks for the time.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah,
thanks
I don't think it goes south. Like you said, this Redskins.
I actually do.
You want to know the truth?
Yeah.
This Redskins game at the Redskins, which we've seen that they're beatable. Now they're pretty good at home. They're a better football team than a lot of people gave them credit for before the season started. But they also got their ass handed to them at home. But look at this, Washington. Then you've got Tennessee, Cleveland, and Indianapolis all at home 3 weeks in a row. Oh. At the Jets. So the toughest game that you're going to play, and even if you go 6-4, you're going to be favored against Tennessee, Cleveland, Indy, and the Jets. You could easily be 10-4 after this run and still lose to Washington here. Then you've got Philly and Jacksonville. At Philly is going to be difficult, obviously. This could easily be an 11-win season. I mean, not easily, but favored. You'll be favored to be an 11-win season. And I'm telling you, I really believe that this team will win 11 games. So this not going south.
You really believe they're going to win 11 games?
I believe they're going to win 11 games. They're 6-3 right now.
They need no injury. Well, no,
how about a surprise at Washington?
I recognize that. They haven't just been coasting. They did beat Jacksonville handily. They did
beat Miami handily.
They beat Miami handily. Well, you know, we say handily, but it was a one-score game in the fourth quarter with Brock.
Yeah, and then they beat their ass. 42-23.
Denver, you needed a missed field goal. Buffalo, you needed a Peterman.
Yeah, you got Peterman. They got Peterman.
You put
up 19 against the Cowboys, which is what you do.
Garretted.
They got garretted.
Yeah.
They got riked.
Riked. I mean, there's a lot of fortuitous things going on in almost every game.
But you know what? You got a snowball effect now.
Yeah.
And oh, by the way, they're a better football team than
I do think the defense is sustainable. And Daniel was right. I mean, you look at the way that, or is it David or Daniel?
Daniel.
Yeah. You look at the way they were playing, that they're playing right now, and this is pretty shocking. Sharice Wright's been a nice addition.
Mm-hmm.
Been a nice addition. You don't hear his name called a lot. He made a nice play last week.
And who thought Kareem would be an all-pro candidate?
I didn't.
And he's a legitimate all-pro candidate.
That's hard to believe.
I know. J.Jo was playing really, really well before he went down.
J.Jo's always goes down. J.Jo and Kevin Johnson always have. J.Jo plays through stuff, but he's always got nagging injuries. J.Jo is still going to have to be replaced after this year. And I don't know that Kevin Johnson plays football
again. I don't. Listen.
If you want to, but when's the last time somebody asked Bill O'Brien about Kevin Johnson?
Never.
You know why? Because no one wants to. Like,
no.
When media members.
I hate to see guys get hurt. I mean, I hate that. And they want to play so bad. And especially kids, college. But let's face it. They're better off if Kevin Johnson's not there.
Coach, I've got a couple of I got questions on a couple guys who are injured. Want to find out if they can come back after the PUP and after the bye week. And one of them is going to be Deontay Foreman. And the other one, I'm only going to answer one. Not answering the second.
No, we don't have time for two.
We don't have time for two of them. You know who I'm going to ask. Deontay Foreman is either going to come back or he's not going to come back.
And that's it. That's all we're considering.
We're trying, but he's not there yet, but we're going to see what happens. I'm getting the feeling like, is Deontay Foreman going to play this year? They won't even commit to after the bye week.
It doesn't matter. I mean,
If you love Alfred Blue in your life, that's fine.
Well, but I know you're honestly a huge Alfred Blue guy. How much better is Deontay Foreman than Alfred Blue? Honestly,
better.
He's better, but how much?
I don't care how much. I don't have to put a number on it. He's a touchdown scorer. I don't know. I think he is. Well, definitely
let's see
better.
If he is after this injury, though. How do you know what he is?
Well, I don't know because.
Yeah. How do we know?
There's no signs of him playing, so maybe he's not.
I better watch myself. His dad might be listening.
You're going to get a tweet storm on you.
Whoa.
This garbage-ass show I heard with garbage-ass John Granato. Trash.
I mean, I could write that.
Charlie Strong, Tom Herman, John Granato. Trash.
Well,
you could just substitute in Miami coaches.
The garbage-ass John Granato thing. I mean,
yeah.
Is he that wrong?
Yeah. Boy, when his dad gets to tweeting on you, like... I'm sure Tom Herman stepped in that and went, whoa.
Whoa.
Is this one of our Monte Foreman's dad?
Yep.
Yep. Yikes.
You see what he said?
Yep.
Yep.
Should have heard what he said about Charlie Strong when his son got 20 carries and not more. And then when his son got 50 carries, he didn't like either one of them. 20 not enough. 50 what do you
think?
Too much.
50 too much.
What do you think?
We need the right fumble. In the middle. 35,
yeah.
We're
the
thinking.
The fumble, yeah. The fumble. Not on my
too
son
many
against
carries.
Kansas. Too many carries.
What do you think Chip Kelly felt about his quarterback's dad tweet?
Oh, man. That had to feel good.
God, Chip. Yeah, players, you think Chip don't have an ego?
Players' dads and moms tweeting is going to be a thing here in the future. The instant platform of Twitter and the way that everything goes viral, no matter how many followers you have, is going to be a factor in amateur and professional sports for as long as Twitter exists.
Guess who's going to catch one of mine? All right, time for you.
Wait, what? Are you? I want John to go viral. Houston Sports Talk host blasts Missouri State coaches.
Time for you.
An epic Twitter rant when he's drinking at a poker room. That's what it might say. That's what it could say. It couldn't say that?
One.
Yeah.
In the middle of a PLO tournament.
Could well say. Either that or golf. Hey, look at this picture from his Coors Light can from his golf cart. And now, just seconds later.
And look at his finger.
Time for you.
Hey, let me tell you about the Rockets.
So, talk about Rockets.
Rockets lost last night, but there's always a chance to go check out a Rockets game. Rockets games are a lot of fun. The atmosphere, they have really... I think of all the pro teams here, Rockets figured out early on that in-game atmosphere is a big, big deal for people who are paying money to go out to games. And they got the DJs that are there. And, of course, Rockets Power Dance has always been a big deal. But the entire event, there's just not lulls in activity. Their events are fantastic. And I do want to mention, I'm getting to Rockets right in a second, but I do want to mention, you can get suites there. You can get party suites. You can get individual game obviously individual game tickets. They have package tickets that you can get for mini packages. But if you just want to look into what tickets might look like or what a corporate suite might look like, go to Rockets.com. They'll be more than happy to help you out. Now, if you are looking to do something really fun tomorrow, and the weather has cooled down, so it's going to be a great running weather. They got a 5K run, Rockets Run. It's a 2K walk and 1K for the kids. You start off And like with everyone else, over by Toyota Center, and you finish at half court. You finish at half court of the Toyota Center. You're going to get a ticket to a Future Rockets game. So go out with your whole family, and your whole family get a ticket to the Future Rockets game. You're going to get a T-shirt. You're going to be part of the party afterwards, and you're going to have a great time and raise money for a great cause. If you want to know more about tomorrow's Great Rockets Run, go to rockets.com/rocketsrun. It's a lot of fun. It's the 17th annual, and it's a chance for everybody in the family to get out there, get some exercise, do it for a great cause, and have a really fun time. rockets.com/rocketsrun to take advantage of this great 17th annual Rockets Run tomorrow right there at Toyota Center.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Hi, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. So there's some trouble brewing. And I'm going to tell you this. It's going to get chippy when the Rams and Saints play in the NFC Championship game. It's going to get chippy.
Are we already putting them in? I mean, I'm okay with it if we want to.
Well, I just saw the Panthers last night.
Yep.
They were trash.
Do the Vikings have a say-so?
Vikings, they've been really, I don't know, inconsistent. But, yeah, they...
What about one Mitchell Trubisky and the Bears defense? Is anyone going to finally show them the love they deserve?
Yeah, no. By the way,
What about Falcons ball?
I'm
not feeling any of
it. I'm not either. No, those are the two best teams.
No, in the North.
The Saints and Rams are possibly the two best teams in the entire league.
I am curious to see if the Eagles make a second half run. Carson Wentz healthy, kind of hit reset. They got a big win against Jacksonville that they absolutely had to have to keep their hopes and dreams alive.
They got the Cowboys this week, and I don't think you can give enough points there.
Slaughter.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I think Philadelphia and Minnesota are still pretty good wild cards. You know, Carolina, it makes me feel like I'm good for not really taking them seriously. I'm probably being disrespectful, but it really is Rams and Saints.
Well,
I mean, it really is.
Listen, that might have just been, it happens, but they got their ass handed to them last night. I'm telling you, that pass rush, Dupree and Watt, that was as good a pass rush as you're going to see in the NFL.
And Dupree is just okay.
No, but he was jumping off the ball. Yep. Yeah. I mean, you want to talk about that first step last night was unbelievable.
Yeah, TJ's turned into a good player.
Yeah,
too.
He really has.
TJ Watt we're talking about. Yeah. Speaking of what did Marcus Peters, he didn't say anything, did he? He's usually fairly quiet.
So, apparently... Sean Payton was like,
another quiet guy.
Well, when asked, I mean, I guess not only after the game, but he continued it on Monday because they were asking him. Well, he said, man, when we got Michael Smith, when we got that matchup against Marcus Peters, it was on. And Marcus Peters was none too pleased that he was still in Sean Payton's mouth a couple days after the game.
Tell Sean Payton, keep talking that shit. We're going to see him soon. You feel me?
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
I like what he was saying on the sidelines, too. So tell him, keep talking that shit. And I hope you see me soon. You feel me? And then we're going to have a good little, nice little bowl of gumbo together.
All right, roll it back and listen to the white guy reporter. Goes, that's fair enough.
Tell Sean Payton, keep talking that shit. We gonna see him soon. You feel me?
Fair enough.
Yeah,
fair enough.
I will let him know what you said.
Fair enough.
Would you like for me to quote?
Fair them? Enough.
I will use quotations if you'd like. Well, it seems aggressive, but I'll say it.
Well,
that was Oakland.
By the way,
Oakland just came out in that response.
By the way, I don't know. I'm a little scared of Marcus Peters. One of, if not the best corner in the league at the time that he was just given away by Kansas City.
Well, yeah.
I mean, there's a reason that you just give away a great corner.
So they had to, the Chiefs had to go in, and one of the members of the Chiefs went in and spent time with Marcus and his family. Because, you know, he was kicked off of Washington.
Yeah.
Like, he was kicked out of the program. There were rumors that he fought a coach or punched a coach, which I don't think were accurate. But Chris Peterson just wasn't having Marcus Peters act. So he got kicked out of there. So now he's been kicked out of Washington. The Kansas City Chiefs had to give him away. The Chiefs went in and said, you know what, we know he's a little brash, but we feel like his dad is a big, strong figure in his life, and he will... you know, kind of help with controlling him. You know who his mentor is? Marshawn Lynch. When you hear that quote and hear him, you can almost hear, play it again, you can almost hear some Marshawn Lynch in his tone. Now, they're both from Oakland, but listen to it one more time.
Tell Sean Payton, keep talking that shit. We going to see him soon. You feel me?
Fair enough, man.
Yeah, because I like what he was saying on the sidelines, too. So tell him keep talking that shit, and I hope you see me soon. You feel me? And then we're going to have a good little, nice little bowl of gumbo together.
In that video.
I do feel you.
In the video, he puts on, when he's going, yeah, he's got that menacing smile on his face.
Yeah.
Like, if Sean Payton wasn't a coach and this wasn't the NFL, he might catch one.
You think he's going to catch a fresh
that's
one?
Oakland. That's Oakland.
If he wasn't, Marcus Peters wasn't an NFL cornerback and Sean Payton was talking that way to him in a normal situation, I think Marcus Peters like,
and then
oh,
he diffused it. And then he makes you feel, you get nervous, and then you hear,
and then we have a bowl of gumbo.
That gumbo doesn't sound that nice. That gumbo feels like it might go someplace.
Yeah.
I wonder what he's saying on the sideline, too. Whatever he said, he liked it.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
Feel me? Like it.
I feel you. Well, I understand you, if that's what you mean.
I understand.
I do understand what you're saying, and I will relay the message to Sean.
Hey, Coach.
Fair
Coach
enough.
Coach Payton, Marcus Peters would like you to know he likes when you talk that bleep.
And also, he said something about having gumbo.
Gumbo.
And if you could have a bowl of gumbo ready for him.
So I assume he's coming here because... I actually travel with the team. There's not a good gumbo place in Los Angeles, if I'm being honest. Not that really does the roux like they do here. So he also mentioned maybe coming here to see you. I don't know if the gumbo thing was, he was saying a lot of things that were very menacing. Maybe that was a threat that he was going to come see you, and meaning that maybe on a bye week or some such week he was going to come try to come to your house. I would be on the lookout. He did not look, and he kept asking if I felt him.
Fair enough.
You tell him that I got one phone call to Greg Williams, and we can take care of everything.
Whoa.
You don't want Greg, the hitman, on you.
Fair enough.
Greg's busy taking calls from other teams. They want to be their head coach. He's too busy.
No, was he getting faxes or emails? How are teams contacting him?
They sent him letters.
Letters.
They sent him letters.
Insanely bizarre press conference of all time.
He got 11 letters.
And then another coach comes in. I didn't get anyone contacting me for head coaching jobs. And like, I don't want to coach with you anymore. I don't even want to.
I didn't ask for Kitchens. Kitchens, beat it.
Kitchens can eat it. Like, man, whoa. Guys, we just fired two coaches because y'all can't get along. Can y'all slow down, Cleveland?
That is a toxic place.
See, every time I see other stuff happening, I'll give you another example. Here's a story about Jamal Adams. When we come back, Jamal Adams said he wants to be a Jet for life. I don't think you should be making comments like that this early in your career. Are you realizing what you're saying, son? You want to be a Jet for life? No one wants to be a Jet for life. Nobody on earth wants to be a Jet. You're not even a Giant. You're a Jet. Nobody wants to be a Jet for life. Jamal said it because he liked the wrong social media post. So I will get to that in a little bit because I'm going to roll it back into the Houston Texans and ask and the Rockets and the Astros and ask you guys some difficult questions.
Oh,
fair enough.
All right. So that
sounds like a difficult
enough.
Conversation we're going to have.
We're about to
year.
Have a very difficult conversation.
Well, if you want to have an easy conversation, call Jeff Aronoff, 713-780.
Fair enough.
No, 713-880-2822. 713-880-2822. That's his phone number. You call him. He comes to your home. He tells you, oh, wow, we can do a nice outdoor patio right here. We can do a nice outdoor kitchen for you out here. Yeah, you can put it all in. He does that. He does all the marble and the tile and the... all of the countertops, he'll do all the vanities in your bathroom, whatever it is. Now, and listen, if you're a builder and you need, hey, somebody to come in and install that stuff because you're not doing all that, call Jeff Aronoff, all right? He does this. He does this with hotels. He does it in Dallas. He does it here. He does it throughout the whole state.
Fair enough.
Jeff Aronoff is fair enough. Well, it's more than fair if you want to know the truth. It's actually 25% off it's 20% off because you're an ESPN 97.5 listener.
Fair enough.
Yes, fair enough. It's more than fair. It's actually a great deal. 713-880-2822, 713-880-2822. It's absolute marble and granite.
Fair enough.
ESPN 97.5. is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Let's get Ken in here before Lance. So Lance stayed the whole break and then just walked out as we start the segment. Ken, what's going on? How are you doing?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
Happy Friday.
I know, right?
I just wanted to call in, sitting here stuck in traffic, really appreciating the show this morning, keeping me from losing my mind, and let you guys know that I love the show. Been listening to ESPN 97.5 for 8 or 9 years, and you guys coming on last year is just, I mean, you guys are closing in on the greatest show in the history of the known universe, Lance's other show, The Blitz. That obviously went to another level when Lance joined that show. But, John, you in particular just crack me up every single morning.
How about that?
You're like you are part honey badger, part old guy on the lawn, and you just, with a little bit of accidental racist every once in a while, and Delvin just keeps you in line and sets you up as much as possible.
None of that is true. None of that stuff is true. None of that. But I don't mind the perception. That's fine.
You crack me up, John, and my favorite story is you running around the listener party with a case of Coors Light when it was sponsored by St. Arnold. So I'll just leave it at that and climb on. You guys have a wonderful rest of your morning and a great weekend.
Appreciate it. Del, stop doing that to the microphone. Whenever somebody calls in and compliments this show, Dell starts working.
He gets so
he gets handy with the microphone.
He gets salty.
What
salty,
is the he does?
Salty.
He just you're so jealous when people call in.
Fair enough.
All right.
Between banging my booty and fair enough, we got a couple that may last a little
while. LSU fan came stuck his finger in my booty.
My booty. That will never get old.
Still good.
All right, so you wanted to ask this question.
Well, you know, we talk about social media gets guys in trouble all the time because everyone's a bunch of little snitches. And everyone's, you know, here's what, I hear all this, snitches get stitches. You're not supposed to snitch, no snitching. And then all of Twitter's snitch mode, right? Everybody snitches on Twitter all the time. Everyone's like, ooh, look what this guy liked. Ooh, this guy liked something a porn star said. Ooh, this guy retweeted. Everybody is all...
was a snitch.
Everybody on Twitter, not everybody, but Twitter has plenty of dry snitching dumbasses who just love to be in everyone's business. Everyone's business. Well, Calvin Watkins, we know Calvin Watkins. He was a former, I didn't know he was a former Jets beat writer, to be honest. He works for The Athletic in Dallas. Calvin Watkins is, who was it? Was he the one who used to write about the Rockets? Right? Yeah. He also wrote, he had Rockets beat just a year ago, 2 years ago. He's writing for The Athletic in Dallas. I know he's from Dallas and has covered the Cowboys. Anyway, Adams drew more attention 2 days later by liking a tweet from Calvin Watkins. Watkins tweeted, if I'm the Cowboys, and I'm not, I give Jamal Adams whatever he wants if he becomes a free agent. Adams grew up in a suburb of Dallas. So he liked that tweet. You know, you just say, hey, like means I'm acknowledging what you said.
Like means, give him everything he wants. Pay that man his money.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, he's not, I don't look at it as, I can't wait to get out of New Jersey. So anyway, he likes it, and here come the dry snitching Twitters. Oh, he liked it. He liked it. Did you guys see that? Eyeballs. And then you tag a bunch of people. And so then Adams got called on it, of course, and Adams said, my hand slipped, dude. I was reading it. I had Twitter fingers, but no, honestly, I liked the tweet because he saw my value, and I just respected that. So that's really why I liked it. At the end of the day, I love being part of the Jets. I love being here, and I wouldn't trade it for the world. I would love to be a Jet for life and finish my career here. Now, first of all, you can't make comments this early in your career that you want to be a Jet for life.
Why not?
That's just too dangerous.
Why?
You don't want to be a Jet for life. Who wants to be a Jet for life?
No, you could say it doesn't. No, listen.
Just don't say that out loud.
No, why? Why? You could say it all you want.
You give those people hope. The Jets don't have hope for anything.
Don't right. Oh no, I'll disagree with you. Now let's see if they got the quarterback in place, because you know, that turns a franchise. Oh really? How's the Houston Texans organization now versus 3 years ago? I mean, it's a different ballgame.
Well,
you know
let's
what?
Wait and see.
The Jets might actually be a good organization.
That's easy for you to say when Deshaun got off to the start he had last year versus Sam Darnold's start. Deshaun also had Nuke Hopkins and Will Fuller. He's got Robbie Anderson, Quincy.
That's exactly right. Well, Jared Goff, I saw him that everybody was saying he should be gone. Wait a minute. Jared Goff's one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL just 2 short years later.
Well, that's because people are dumb.
How about if you get him some weapons? Let's see what Sam Darnold can do.
No, I agree with you. We'll see. I mean, I still like Sam Darnold. I just don't think anyone should ever say, I want to be a Brown for life, or I want to be a Jet for life, or I want to be a Dolphin
for
life.
No, you should say that they think that you like their city.
For life. Yeah. Yeah, you should.
You should say that.
Which city? New Jersey?
Well,
because I think that's where their facility is.
No, he's right. I think he's probably living in Connecticut.
I've got friends who work for the Jets, and I'm like, how much time do you get to spend in New York City? Like, none. He said, you got to make a trip to go up there. He goes,
I work for the New York Jets,
but we don't ever get to go to the
cool
New York.
So when we traveled there, we were at midnight. We went when we were playing, the Texans were playing the Jets.
I was a sideline reporter.
At midnight, you couldn't get into the city because of a traffic jam. I was like, what the bleep kind of place is this?
What?
This is the worst place ever. Why would anyone? Yeah.
New York is
and
not
it's
the
like
worst
a,
place
a from there, it's a good 45 minutes or, yeah, they never go to the city. Never. So he probably lives in Connecticut, which is really nice.
You take that little shuttle in, it's easy. Like, fly to New Jersey and then. Shuttle in is as fast as
we took a car. The worst idea ever.
Dumb.
Yeah.
So anyway, here's my question I was going to ask you guys. Let's take this. And I guess Paul could maybe get worked into this also, who's on the line, and here's why. I got three different players from all three professional organizations. Okay. I can't do Dynamo because I don't know all their players. So I'm going to throw these guys out here. Will these guys be for life players?
Okay. James.
Now we do know
James
that,
Harden, yes.
That Craig Biggio was a for life guy.
Yep.
Jeff Bagwell, not Akeem Olajuwon.
Nope.
Not Akeem. In football, we had some Oilers for life, and we've had some Texans. Andre? Nope.
Earl Campbell?
Nope.
Nope.
So let me throw this out here at you. I was going to say JJ Watt, but I think that's a lock. JJ will retire a Texan 100%. I don't even think that's even worth asking. That's a waste of time, right? The Texans won't let him.
Well, this year
he raised $40 million, John.
Yeah,
I don't know
but
if
this
you know
year
that.
Has this, and plus, yeah, he's white. Go ahead.
Well, I didn't bring that up. Well. All right, DeAndre Hopkins, will he be a lifelong Texan?
Yes.
No.
Odds say no.
Particularly a wide receiver, they always
wide receivers
always,
always like to hang
longer
on
than maybe they.
Jerry
should.
Rice, yep. Wide receivers, for whatever reason, have a hard time retiring with the same team. Let's start thinking of Hall of Famers. Any just
Tim Brown. Nope.
No.
Who else was Tim Brown with beside Raiders?
Didn't he go to the...
I think he stayed in the AFC West.
I think Tim Brown was a lifer.
I know there's some talk of him going to the Broncos. Did he never sign with them?
No.
I could have sworn he played
so it might be one of those things where he...
Did he play for San Francisco?
No. Tampa.
With Gruden?
Yeah, he was Tampa for one year, his last year,
they always 15 games. They always hang
on. So there it is. Akeem Olajuwon had that one.
Yeah.
It's hard to find wide receivers.
Okay, maybe not.
All right. Jadeveon Clowney.
No.
I don't think so either.
No.
Deshaun Watson.
Yes.
I would say yes. I'd say in order, Watson 1, Hopkins 2, Clowney 3.
Yeah.
Although Clowney could be one of those guys who has injury. But, you know, if he has injury issues, the Texans would cut him. Then he'd sign with another team. So I think Clowney's the least likely to be a lifelong Texan.
Yeah, I can't even lock in Deshaun because if Peyton Manning can play someplace else.
Yeah, but everybody can play someplace else. Deshaun is going
to
be here.
The only chance you have.
But to finish his career, there's no guarantee.
He's going to be so beloved. Yes, he will.
Peyton Manning was beloved, and they had to walk away from him.
Yeah, but there was some physical injury stuff, too.
Joe Montana, the guys all
yeah.
Even
well,
legends
I mean, that
find
happens,
him.
But there
Eli
was,
Manning probably won't finish his career.
Oh yes, nobody's going to pick him up.
That's actually a good one.
John Weeks,
Big Ben will.
John Weeks, Will he be a lifer?
John Weeks is probably the greatest lifer call of all time for the Texans. There's no chance that he goes anywhere else.
No.
John Weeks bleeds steel red, freedom blue. I don't know. I get the colors mixed up.
It's not how they name their colors.
It's something like that.
Braxton Miller.
Yeah. He'll never play for another team. No, Braxton is. All right, so there's your... if you think of a guy like Bernardrick McKinney, somebody random like that, here's the thing. Unless a guy is really, really, really good, he'll end up being a cap casualty, and he'll keep playing because there's money involved, and maybe you love the game or whatever. So you got to be looking at the really, really good players to have a chance to stay in one team, right? That's my thought. I'll go basketball next. Baseball's not going to be any fun. Basketball. Harden?
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes. I say yes.
Oh, yeah.
No. When's this deal up? When he's
38?
Yeah.
No,
he's got 18 more years on it.
No, he's got like till 26 or something. He's not going anywhere.
Will the Rockets be paying him when he's out of the league? Yes.
Oh, let me tell you.
Let's look at the deal.
They've already extended him 17 times.
That doesn't mean James won't be playing at 37 someplace.
Let's see about this stuff.
Is he going to love it enough to play in his 30s?
If they keep sending out contracts.
Yeah.
All right. Real quick, Chris Paul.
James's deal expires in 23.
Well, he's not for life. He can't be a lifer.
23.
James, 23. He'll be 33 years old. At 33 years old, James will have made...
I like how you think that this ain't getting extended again.
Look, I'm just giving it to you right now. 33 years old, final year of his deal, $46.8 million.
Which is half of the... Oh, no. That's
Trader Daryl could deal him also.
I'm telling you, there's no guarantee James ends up here. At 34, the Rockets, if it doesn't work out the way the Rockets wanted to, and they're like, okay, enough.
I'm saying yes.
He'll be 34. He'll go play someplace else.
Let me move on. Chris Paul.
Well, he's not a lifer because he didn't start here.
But will he end his career here?
Yes.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
Dell?
Probably.
Clint Capella?
No.
It's pretty much nobody with the Rockets who are going to end their career here, right? That's not even fun.
Because Taylor.
All right, Jose Altuve.
Yes.
I say yes. Alex Bregman.
That's a tough one. He's so young.
I'm going to say no.
I have a feeling when he's up for free agency, there's a chance you lose him.
I'm worried because he's got a little swagger. He may want to just let me just see what else is out there. Carlos Correa, I'm going to say no.
Now, I would have said yes before, but I'm going to say no now.
I'd say Bregman, Correa, no.
Yeah.
And remember that it is hard to keep the same guy on your team his whole career.
Yeah.
Altuve, I feel pretty certain.
Even with Boris, yeah.
So we say Altuve, Harden, you and I.
There's the Boris factor, don't forget that.
I know. And Watson. I'll take it. Like more of them, but that's just the way it goes.
Yep.
Paul, we'll get to you next. We're going to talk some Houston Rockets with Paul. If you guys want to jump in, 713-780-3776. Bill Advisor is a company who focuses on your bills and lowering your bills. And one of the ways that they're doing it on a regular basis now is homeowners insurance. They've been saving on cell phone, home phone, internet, satellite, cable, energy, home security, all these monthly bills or biannual bills. But the biannuals like the home and car, that was the last thing that they had to get to click. And they made a change with homeowners, and it has made all the difference in the world where they are now able to get you savings that sometimes get into the thousands. And if you really want to see what they can save you on your homeowners insurance, all you have to do is text money to 232323, and you are going to get a quote within seconds of what your house will rent for. Money to 232323, or simply go to billadvisor.com and find out for yourself. This is a chance for you to start saving big on your homeowners insurance while still getting as good or better coverage than you had before. billadvisor.com.